WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
These are not ordinary times at the Everett McKinley Dirksen United States Courthouse. That's the conclusion of a federal judge who yesterday dismissed the last of five prosecutions that were tied to protests outside the ICE processing facility in suburban Broadview. It's just one of many updates in several key cases stemming from the Trump administration's aggressive deportation campaign. Sometimes federal courts reporter John Seidel was there for it all, and he joins us now. Thanks for stopping by, John.
Good afternoon.
Let's start with the five protesters who had their various charges dropped yesterday. Why did the judge dismiss them?
They were actually all dismissed for various reasons. One of the early ones was dismissed because prosecutors said they went back and looked at additional body cam footage and decided to, the case wouldn't hold up. There was another man with medical issues, and they decided they went and confirmed the medical diagnosis and decided again not to pursue it. But for a few of these, this was the incident when charges were brought, but when federal prosecutors went to a grand jury, the grand jury refused to hand up an indictment, and that was a pretty notable event. The last one that was dropped yesterday was a man named Dana Briggs. He was set to go to trial soon, and he had U.S. Border Patrol border boss Greg Bovino on his witness list.
And, you know, there was another really high-profile case that came to kind of an unexpected end yesterday. This one involved the shooting of a woman in the Brighton Park neighborhood by a Border Patrol agent. For those that don't know or don't remember the story, Miramar Martinez, the woman who was shot, as well as another man, were charged with assault for allegedly ramming the agent's car. Originally, the Department of Homeland Security accused them of being, quote, domestic terrorists. But yesterday, all the charges were dropped against them. What happened there?
Yeah, this was another really big case. And this has even been mentioned in front of the U.S. Supreme Court in arguments. But, you know, there were a lot of trouble with the evidence in this case. And probably the first most notable sign of trouble was when we learned that the car that the Border Patrol agent drove that was involved in this incident, he actually took it back to Maine before defense attorneys had a chance to examine it and process it ahead of trial. And there was a whole hearing, and the border agent had to testify about what was done with the car and potentially the evidence that had been lost with that drive back to Maine.
John, I want to shift over to the demonstrations. The street protests that happened after the Martinez incident led to tear gas and other aggressive tactics by federal agents. That and other use of force incidents are covered in a new report, about 233 pages long, on the Operation Midway Blitz that was issued by U.S. District Judge Sarah Ellis. Have you had a chance to look that over?
Yeah, I've been looking over. It's a really interesting document. So this was the written version of Judge Ellis's preliminary injunction ruling that she actually delivered from the bench 2 weeks ago. So the document contains a lot of the testimony and evidence that we heard from the judge back then, and as well as the I think 8-hour hearing the day before. But it is really a remarkable document. As I look over it, I think it's going to be potentially a really important historical document that just catalogs all of these events that we've been seeing in Chicago in the last few months. I should note, though, that the Seventh Circuit, the Federal Appeals Court in Chicago, has put a hold on Judge Ellis's preliminary injunction right now. They may narrow it.
And John, before I let you go, there is another case that's hung up in Chicago's Federal Appeals Court. The Seventh Circuit placed a short-term hold on a judge's order that aimed to release as many as 615 people that were detained by immigration authorities this year. Where does that one stand now, and when might they be released?
Yeah, that one's also been put on hold by the Seventh Circuit. And we don't know for how long. We just know that they have issued what's known as an administrative stay, which is considered a short-term hold. They've set arguments, I believe, for December 2nd. So we wouldn't expect these people to be released ahead of those arguments. And how soon after the Seventh Circuit hears those arguments, it's just not clear when they'll rule. But we wouldn't expect the administrative stay to last very long.
John, it's been an absolute fire hose of rulings from the federal courts. Thanks for keeping us up to date.
Glad to do it.
That's Sun-Times Federal Courts reporter John Seidel. This is WBEZ.